This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Creative Impact. It is a feature each Tuesday in which we explore the ways the arts and creative industries impact our lives. This happens to be National Arts Education Week, in which the field of arts education joins together in communities across the country to tell the story of the impact of the transformative power of the arts in education. My guest today is the Director of Public Policy for Creative Many Michigan. Sarah Triplett is with the Creative Many nonprofit with offices in Detroit and Lansing. Its stated mission is to develop creative people, creative places, and the creative economy for a competitive Michigan through research, advocacy, professional practice, funding, and communications. Ms. Triplett is also Vice Chair of the State's Arts Advocacy Network for Americans for the Arts. She's here today to give us an overview of where we are in arts education, where we need to be in Michigan, and how we might get there. Thank you for your time today, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with an assessment of where arts education stands in Michigan. The perception is that when school districts struggle with budget, arts is the first place to look when cuts need to be made. Is that an accurate perception?
Yeah, I think oftentimes, you know, we do see that arts are some of the first things that are cut, and it's no secret that schools have been dealing with dramatic reductions in funding, and arts education does seem to be one of those first things on the chopping block because it's considered nice or an add-on. But the truth of the matter is that Michigan really can't afford to cut arts education from schools. We know that a quality arts education curriculum that is combined with other core subjects, it increases graduation rates. It has many different attributes and will best prepare children for the future.
So when this comes before a school board or as an administrator in any given district throughout the state of Michigan, and they have to find somewhere to save money, why should they look elsewhere in the budget?
I think it's really critical that that folks understand that arts education is vital to lifelong success. And many of the things that administrators and that local folks are trying to do really can be influenced by arts education, because decades of research show that arts education is focused and linked to mostly anything that we want for our children and demand from our schools. That can be anything from academic achievement, social and emotional development, civic engagement, equitable opportunity, and also has shown tremendous gains through the arts, through math and reading, cognitive ability, critical thinking and verbal skills, and beyond.
That is something that seemed to be recognized by the former presidential administration. During the years that President Barack Obama was president, he enacted the Every Student Succeeds Act, and it did seem to recognize the importance of arts education. What did it do tangibly for arts curriculum here in Michigan and around the country?
Sure. When President Obama, when he signed the Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA, into law, it reauthorized that 50-year-old Elementary and Secondary Education Act. It was developed, you know, with strong bipartisan support, and it provided significant flexibility around the federal education policy by shifting authority back to the states and to local communities. And this has really been years in the making. So this sweeping reform of education policy really moved from shifting to requiring states to include the arts as a part of providing students with a well-rounded education. So through this new policy, there are significant opportunities for increasing access and participation to arts education for all Michigan students. And that's something that Creative Many Michigan, and through our work with the state policy pilot program, through Americans for the Arts, that we've been really working on here in the state of Michigan.
And I do want to get to that Michigan State Policy Pilot Program. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Creative Impact. It happens to be National Arts Education Week. Creative Impact explores the ways in which the arts and creative industries do impact our lives. And our guest this morning is Sarah Triplett. She is Director of Public Policy for Creative Many Michigan. Now, Sarah, you are leading the Michigan State Policy Pilot Program, and if I understand it right, Michigan was one of only 10 states in the country chosen to participate. How did that come to pass?
Well, yes, absolutely. That is true that we are selected. We were selected by Americans for the Arts to take part in this first of its kind national initiative to advance arts education policy. This three-year grant really came to pass because in the state of Michigan that we've had a two-decade-long streak of having a strong arts education advocates here in the state of Michigan who have done significant things to advance arts education policy. And as a part of that, really over the past several years, several things have come to pass, including a couple of issues at the state level that have ground arts education advocacy to a halt in some ways because of the focus at the state level on school districts who are in financial distress, or talking about Common Core, or talking about overall reform of Michigan's education system. At that same time, we had a really big transition in the leadership for arts education advocacy. So it was announced that the SP3, or the State Policy Pilot Program, or SP3, because it's a long title, that it was an opportunity. And we knew that it was something that was absolutely critical for Michigan leaders to come back together for the arts education community and to start speaking again in a unified voice.
So how has the program specifically been set up to achieve the goal of enhanced arts education throughout Michigan's preschool through 12th grade education system?
Well, we have a focus to reconvene a group of an arts education roundtable. So people coming together to really speak in that unifying voice and bringing together folks from the arts education community who are really working maybe in different portions of arts education policy. We need to work together that to establish an ongoing collection of data so we better understand the landscape for arts education in the state of Michigan. We need to understand the student that is in Ypsilanti, Michigan, what are opportunities are they being provided that are not being provided to a neighboring community or vice versa. So let's find out what exactly is happening in the state of Michigan when it comes to arts education on the ground. And then also to think more broadly. We as a state policy pilot team, we really have been working behind the scenes for the past 3 years on some really in-depth policy that ESSA, that we mentioned in the implementation here in Michigan. But we know that there is a broader need. You mentioned that school districts are, oftentimes have to make cuts. And so how can we go about sharing some of the tremendous impacts of arts education? And by doing that, we are going to be launching a public will building campaign in the next few weeks here that we hope achieves that.
And I want to talk about that in a moment, but first I want to come back to something that you brought up. As you look at school districts across the state of Michigan, when there's money available, you see a concerted effort by district administrators, boards of education, and the school's community to move from STEM programs, science, technology, engineering, and math, to STEAM programs, which adds arts education into that mix. Is that something you can envision being uniformly applied across the K-12 system in Michigan?
Absolutely. And this is something that we are seeing, and we are grateful for the opportunity to continue to work with the Michigan Department of Education as a part of this program, because that is absolutely one of the goals within both the Every Student Succeeds Act. That is a hope that there is a more inclusive opportunity for moving from STEM to STEAM. And within the state's top 10 and 10 program as well.
Once again, you're listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU, and our guest is the Public Policy Director for Creative Many Michigan. Her name is Sarah Triplett. And Sarah, I'm sure you have heard the concerns. I have heard them from school administrators, from teachers, from instructors at all levels of education, that the new administration, and under the leadership of new Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, there's going to be changes that could undermine the current level of commitment to education as a whole, but in particular arts education. Do you share these concerns?
I think that there's always concern when there's a transition in leadership. And when we're talking specifically about arts education policy, I think that this is an administration that we've seen over the last couple of months that they are that there have been some significant challenges from the arts community when it comes to the administration putting forth funding for the arts. We've seen this through the National Endowment for the Arts and other components. So there are some of those concerns, but I think one of the things that makes Michigan unique when it comes to the education policy specifically is that when ESSA was enacted at the federal level, that the Michigan Department of Education was already in the process of finalizing a set of goals and strategies really aimed at making Michigan a top 10 in 10 education state over 10 years. Another short term is the name for that. It's just the top 10 in 10. So with those set of Michigan priorities in place, the Michigan Department of Education really utilized ESSA as one of those components to achieve the goals outlined in their top 10 in 10 plan. So they weren't relying solely on ESSA, but they were utilizing that plan to influence something that they were already doing on the ground. That said, The ESSA only has itself includes numerous arts-friendly provisions, but can only be which can only be implemented with the support and reinforcement by U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
Well,
so there's a petition, if folks are interested, that is available through Americans for the Arts during this National Arts and Education Week. If they're interested and willing to sign a petition to encourage the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, to support the arts.
Well, we have about 45 seconds left together, but Creative Many Michigan and the SB3 team will sponsor a Michigan Arts Education Summit October 2nd. And you mentioned the issue of public will and trying to enhance that. How important is it going to be to stir that public will and get people involved?
It's going to be critical to the work that we do, and it's going to be critical to students across Michigan that we as an organization, I think we as an arts education advocacy community, do understand that we need to do everything in our power to make sure that every student in the state of Michigan has equitable access to quality arts education, and we absolutely do need the support of every single individual to join us in our efforts.
You'll find out more about it by visiting our website at WEMU.org. Sarah Triplett, thank you very much for the time today.
Thank you so much.
Sarah is Public Policy Director for Creative Many Michigan and Vice Chair of the State Arts Advocacy Network for Americans for the Arts. You've been listening to Creative Impact, a regular Tuesday feature on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.